So imagine this, it's a Sunday, it's been a hard week of work and you're relaxing, you go to the fridge to grab a beer and you realise that none there. And because it's a Sunday, you can't actually go and buy any more in terms of takeaway. Now, that's the reality, or soon to be, for locals in the Pilbara, as the alcohol restrictions who are targeting problem drinkers mean that no takeaway grog can be bought on Sundays. There are other significant restrictions as well, and I wonder what you make of these. We're about to find out what they are. Apparently FIFO workers not too happy about it, or indeed some locals. So to find out why they're being introduced, let's go to the Liquor Licensing Director, Duncan Ord, who is with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Barry.
Can you explain just what the restrictions will be?
Yeah, certainly. Well, firstly, you asked the question of sort of why would restrictions be brought in? And there's been liquor restrictions in the Pilbara since 2003. And they have been adjusted from time to time. But under the Liquor Control Act, the Act provides for the police and health to make representation to my office around concerns with harm being caused by liquor consumption and the causes that they foresee through the actions they're taking in the community, and requesting for us to impose or potentially impose restrictions on the availability of alcohol, either by volume or particular time, to lessen harm and to try to provide opportunities for services to help those who do unfortunately abuse alcohol from time to time. Our role is to try to find, as you said in your preamble, a balance between the interests of the responsible drinkers of alcohol, to try to not impact on them unreasonably, while making sure the restrictions are effective enough to improve difficult circumstances that are faced by people in the community, try to turn around their health and other behaviours, and make for a livable community. I mean, everyone loves a nice drink on a Sunday, as you said, with a barbecue with friends and things like that. And we believe, although some of these restrictions that are being imposed might seem to be difficult if you're living in a major city, it only requires a little bit of pre-planning, and we believe that people will be able to continue to enjoy their normal responsible consumption of alcohol without any major undue impost.
So no takeaway alcohol on Sundays. What are some of the other restrictions?
Well, there's restrictions around when alcohol can be sold, packaged alcohol. So we're talking about takeaway here, and that's between 12 noon and 8 p.m. So giving the morning free from being able to go in, and again, that's to create a bit of a break between for those who are heavy consumers of alcohol, between when they can actually go and purchase more. There's also volume restrictions related to the strength of alcohol you can purchase. So you'll be able to purchase at any time alcohol, well, certainly within those hours, of 2.7% with no volume restriction. But otherwise, you'll only be able to buy one carton a day, which is equivalent to about 30 cans of full-strength beer, or three bottles of wine or a litre of spirit. So these volumetric restrictions are aimed at trying to prevent large amounts of liquor being traded, if you like, amongst people who are very vulnerable.
How do you monitor this?
Well, I mean, look, the monitoring in a sense takes place in how sales are made to the community, but the effect of all this is monitored by health and police agencies. So these restrictions have applied in WA before. They've been applied in the East Kimberley for some time. And so we've got some years of information about the net effect on presentations to hospitals or people being arrested for behaviours in the community or crime stats and so on. And we've certainly seen that though the restrictions were set at the time that they wouldn't be effective, that they do provide the pause and the breaks that you need to help people change and turn their lives around. And that's what we want, is really to help people who are having difficulty managing consumption of alcohol to get a break, to get a chance to turn their life around.
But if I could just interrupt you, and if you're just with us, my guest is Duncan Ord, who's the Liquor Licensing Director. We're looking at some of these, what have been described, very tough liquor restrictions in the Pilbara. And as I've said a couple of times, this is a difficult, it's a complex issue, and it's a difficult balance to make, whereby you are trying to protect people, but also you're also trying to protect consumers. So if I go and try and buy more alcohol than I'm supposed to, what will stop me doing so?
The liquor industry essentially manages under a licensing regime. So we license people and they have to comply with the conditions. So the front line are people who are running liquor outlets and so on. And as you know, there are training for people who are doing that to make sure they're aware of the law, what they can and can't do. We have a very responsible liquor industry in Western Australia. We have a very well-trained staff, as you would know from, I'm sure, attending various pubs and clubs and so on. And they manage these rules as they change very responsibly. So we don't expect them to be the policemen beyond the point where they're actually undertaking the sale themselves. So they know what they can sell any one person at any one time, and that's their responsibility. Broadly, the police will consider if there's any untoward behaviour or people trying to get around the restrictions, and there are abilities for the police to act if they have concerns around the quantity of alcohol any particular people are carrying. As we said, we don't really want to impact on the normal behaviours of people. And when you consider that a carton of beer a day or three bottles is more than most of us would consume, it's about adjusting your buying behaviours to if you consume a couple of cartons a week or something, then you would go shopping over 2 days and you would get the same alcohol you'd probably be buying if you made the last-minute decision to rush down to the bottle shop on Sunday.
Just finally, Duncan Ord, the length of time that these restrictions will be in place, what are you looking at?
Look, the way the regime works, we impose restrictions. They don't have a time limit to them. But what we do is continue to monitor the impact of them. At any time that we believe that restrictions aren't needed, they can be lifted or they can be modified and changed. They could be increased or they could be reduced.
How will you assess that? Will that be done in conjunction with police?
Yes, of course. In putting restrictions in place, we can only do that on the basis of evidence. So the evidence comes from health and police statistics. Those will be monitored, and where there's a reduction of or changes of behaviour or reductions of impacts, then, of course, we can modify restrictions over time. So we'll be monitoring this and also monitoring from the sales perspective the impact on sales and of alcohol. As you know, the sale of alcohol in the Pilbara, I think, is the highest per head consumption in Australia. So a reduction of some sort is probably reasonable and probably good for the health of the community and hopefully people who, many in the community, have been complaining about the negative impacts of those who don't manage their alcohol consumption appropriately, we'll find those matters addressed.
Yeah. Okay, Duncan Ord, thank you very much for that. The Liquor Licensing Director with us there. Let's go, and a number of texts coming in about this, 0437 922 720, or indeed if you'd like to tell us what you think of these restrictions, 1300 222 720. Let's go to the CEO of the WA branch of the AHA, the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods. Bradley Woods, good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Do you think they've got the balance right here?
Not really. We think that they've taken a fairly clumsy approach to this issue. I think the fact that someone... I mean, the whole purpose of this, Barry, was to try and address problem drinking amongst recidivist alcoholics that couldn't control themselves. One of the conditions, as you asked, Duncan, or just a moment ago, is that this issue around daily restrictions. And there's nothing to stop someone going from bottle shop to liquor store to bottle shop to liquor store to liquor store to bottle shop and doing that collection of more than they're allowed to from one venue. So the minute that that isn't addressed and the minute that that is not actually dealt with, the other restrictions sort of fade away to nothing because, yes, one venue can limit a carton a day, but if they're shopping around to other venues, it doesn't address the restriction at all. So it's effectively unenforceable.
Well, we heard from Duncan Orr there saying that working with outlets working with police, there would be some sort of monitoring of that, and the police are well across those who would be described as problem drinkers. What would have worked better? What better alternatives would you put in place?
Well, they should have banned the problem drinkers in the first place. That would have been the easiest solution. There's already provisions under the Liquor Licensing Act for police to specifically target individuals who've got criminal records or have got domestic violence charges or have got any other type of reason why the police can restrict or bar these people. And those provisions have existed under the Act for over a decade. There's stronger provisions now that were brought in with the Liquor Licensing Act changes last year, and they would have allowed the police, and they do allow the police, to target those individuals and restrict their activity. The concern we have is that the broader community will be affected by this in a number of different ways, and you've sort of already gone through the technical side of it. I think one of the areas that you didn't touch on was the alcohol advertising and the restrictions on not being allowed to advertise full-strength beer. The restriction is not about price, it's not about discount, it's about brand, and so this restriction says that liquor licensing or liquor venues are not allowed to advertise in any shape or form full-strength beer. Now, that's all about, you know, one particular brand versus another brand in terms of profiling and that restriction. And that doesn't make any sense. Well, that in itself is just a commercial restriction.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with alcohol intervention. The other one is the red tape that's required of licensees to collect data around all of their alcohol sales and to consolidate all of their invoicing throughout the year, break it down into alcohol volume levels and then types of alcohol. It's going to cost venues thousands and thousands of dollars to hire people to actually put this data together for the department.
That will be a challenge, I imagine. Bradley Woods, we'll have to leave you there, but thank you very much for being with us this morning, the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association.